The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. Merry Christmas. Are you on the naughty list, Joey, or the nice list for Santa this year?
I'm always on the nice list.
Well, I am thankful that you and I are on the nice list this year, okay? That's what
yes.
I'm thankful for.
Yes, that's the list that you want to be or around this time of the year for sure.
Well, I'm gonna make sure I call your wife and tell her that you deserve to be on the nice list. So there's something nice under your tree, and you can call David for me. How's that?
All right. Hey, you got a deal. You've got a deal. So speaking of the naughty and nice list, were you a little concerned that maybe the government was going to shut down tomorrow? And of course, the House worked late last night, and they have kicked the can down the road to next week. But maybe you can help me out, because I know that you're good with numbers.
Okay.
That's been your career. So why does the U.S. Congress, the House and the Senate, why do they feel like after we have been operating under a continuing resolution, short-term continuing resolution, for a number of months now, why do they feel the need to suddenly want to fund fiscal year 2023 overnight? Because that's kind of what they're doing.
Well, first of all, it's because we have no control. Republicans have no control on the levers right now in D.C. And, you know, Jeff Duncan, you know, great congressman from the upstate, him and I talk about this all the time. We have got to, I mean, this is no shocker to anybody that this is coming down the pike, and we have to cut spending. And what the Democrats like to do is they love to wait to the last minute and put everybody in the country in panic mode and force everybody to take on these huge spending bills, right? Because now it's like everybody's going to shut down and people are going to be hurt and it's Christmas and there'll be no children, you know, presents for the children. We must pass this. Oh, and by the way, let's throw in this crazy spending. Let's bail out blue states. Let's do all this crazy stuff. I am really looking forward to Republicans taking hold of the House. You know, we have great conservative congressmen and women here from South Carolina, and they are going to have to really hold tight to cutting the excess spending, cutting programs, getting this budget in line, right? Can you imagine, Joey, at your house, if all of a sudden you just said, well, we got no budget and we got no money, nobody's bailing us out, right?
Yep.
There's no kicking the can down the road. And we have to get back to good fiscal responsibility like we have here in South Carolina. Wouldn't it just shock us all if they had a surplus just at ever? Can we remember when the federal government had a surplus?
You said the right word there, shock. We would all be in shock. But you know, I just can't wrap my mind around this, though, because, you know, they could pass a continuing resolution, get us funded through early January, and give the new GOP-controlled House, let them do their job come January. But no, they want to rush around. You know, Senator Rick Scott yesterday was on with our Charlie Kirk here on 94.5 The Answer. He said that first off, they don't even have the bill in front of them yet. There's a few select people on both the House and the Senate side who are negotiating this, who have access to the actual bill. He said it will probably be 3,000 to 4,000 pages that will be put in front of them one day next week. They'll be given 24, 48 hours to review it. He says there's rumor on the Hill that there's over 7,500 earmarks in this spending bill. 7,500 special projects.
Now that doesn't shock me, but that needs to change. Right. I mean, we have really the governor had a really great idea here in South Carolina that there are sometimes that certain parts of the state need something like a one time spend or something that they need fixed or something that isn't something you would put in the budget. It'd be great to make like a grant program where if you have something like that in your part of the state, that you submit to it, and you have to, you know, you're very transparent about it, and you have to win the bid for whatever amount of money is in that fund. And then it's just, it's the light of day for everybody. Everybody sees it. You see where it's going. Nobody feels like it's some kind of pork earmark.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. And Republicans, when they get a hold of Congress, have to really work hard at changing that. Can you imagine somebody putting a contract in front of you that would cost you money and you not having any idea what's in it and you just blanketly signing it? Nobody would do that.
Yeah. Not if it's their money, they wouldn't. Yes.
Exactly. But really, they have to start thinking about it like it is their money. Yeah. Right. That's what we do here in South Carolina, because every dollar you send to the state is your money. It's all of our money collectively. Mm-hmm. And we've done a great job. Thankful Thursday. I am thankful that I live in a state that believes in that, that the people you send to Columbia believe that this is your money. This is their money, and they guard it. And that's why we have a surplus year after year.
Yeah.
That's why everybody will have a tax cut. That's why our veterans will not pay any state income tax on their veterans' pensions. It's because we believe that is the right thing to do here in South Carolina.
Well, and if South Carolina can do it, then our federal government can do it as well, if they want to. And it gets back to, some of our own people. I mean, Senator Rand Paul last night on Fox News made it very clear, all we need is for 41 of the Republican senators that we have now to object to this and not vote for this, and it's not going anywhere. But he's concerned that there's not going to be 41 Republican senators who will do that.
Well, that's where Mitch McConnell, that's where good leadership matters, right?
Yeah.
Whether we have a great leader in Speaker Smith, Speaker Merle Smith, great leader now in the House that's been elected, Senator Alexander, a great leader. They have to point our party in the right direction. You know, there's good people and then there are good leaders. And this is where Mitch McConnell needs to be a good leader and pull the party together and have some unity and say enough is enough. Do it for their grandkids, right? Don't do it for yourselves. Let's do it for all of our grandkids who are saddled with this debt. You know, I don't know. Democrats have really put our children, our children's children, in a really bad spot.
Yep. It is a very... Very troublesome, for sure. Well, maybe they'll do the right thing. You know, next week this time we'll know. So
Christmas miracle, Joey. They happen all the time.
There you go. There you go. They do happen all the time. All right. So I'm going to call David. You call Peg, and we're going to get we're going to get this little Christmas thing resolved. Okay.
We're going to do that.
All right. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, be safe out there, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Joey. Happy Christmas to everybody. Get out there and get your Christmas shopping done.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.